Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Okay, yeah. So I think we just had a 1 minute go off, so we should be getting going in about 30, 40 seconds. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, Jack. Rob's just said that he's really looking forward to the start of the division. Any boats you think we should be watching particularly during this race?
I think we should be looking at Peterhouse W1, who are either going to bump up really early on Lady Margaret W1 or row over today if Lady Margaret managed to catch Pembroke. Apparently the Peterhouse boat is looking incredibly strong this year. First and third W1 at the top of the division will be looking to get away from Emma. Although Downing W1 sitting at third at the moment, they were they were ahead last year, so they'll be looking to get revenge.
And I've just heard the cannon in the background, so I'm going to pass over to Rob.
Yeah, that's right. That was the starting gun that's just gone off. So it will be a matter of seconds before we see the crews coming around the corner. So, of course, hopefully in a few seconds, I'll be seeing Fats W1 rowing around the corner, who, of course, bumped up to headship last year and celebrated by burning a boat. Hopefully there'll be no burning of boats this year. But if someone bumps up to headship, who knows? Very exciting here. The crowds are looking forward to it. And I think I can see the first cyclist just starting to come round the corner now. So chasing fast, of course, are Emma W1, who are hungry for revenge after getting bumped. Then it's Downing, Christ, Claire W1, and Jesus W1, who are particularly keen to bump after they went down several places last year. And I can just see Fat W1 coming into sight now, looking quite tidy. Blades going into the water together very nicely and really sending those finishes on. However, hot behind them are Emma W1, who are really pushing forward as well. They really want this bump up to headship on the first day. It makes a really big difference when they get heads. You've got no boats ahead of you. The water is nice and clear. So Fat will really want to hold on to this. So Fat just coming up to the entrance to grassy corner now. Cox will be starting to put the rudder on. They're looking pretty sharp, getting those blades in well, and it looks like Emma have just dropped off them slightly, but we'll see much better in a second. All the cyclists are starting to come by me now. It's getting exciting. So, yeah, Emma looking about on station with Fat. Certainly no gain there, and they may have lost about half a length. Behind Emma is Downing W1. Downing W1 finds a bit tired. Val really struggling to get their catch at the moment. It doesn't look like they made any progress on Emma. Then behind Downing, it's Christ. Christ looking pretty sharp, but a little bit slow on the rate, maybe. Really struggling to keep things moving. Maybe taking a little bit of distance out of Downing, but not much. And behind Christ, there is a big, big gap back to Claire, who are being caught rapidly by Jesus. Jesus must be down to within half a length or a quarter of a length, and they'll be going for the bump on grassy. Jesus looking good. Claire looking like they're really starting to slow. I think they'll be a bump any second now. Next couple of strokes. Jesus needs to stay on this. Couple more strokes, and they've got the bump. Their bow is now overlapping the Claire Cox. And the Claire Cox's hand has gone up. That's a bump. Very exciting. Very exciting bump there. Just coming around grassy. Great stuff.
Jack, how's it looking down by you?
Haven't quite got anyone here yet, but I can hear lots of screaming and shouting and bikes, and the crowds are building opposite the long reach now as they come down through the plough reach. It's getting exciting now. This is always the division where you look out for those big bumps. The swans are still in the middle of the river. They're going to want to get out of the way really very soon now.
Let's throw it back to you, Rob.
So there was a bit of carnage on the exit to Grassy there. Jesus really struggling to clear the way for Keys. Keys having to go wide on the exit, but they've just about made it round as Newnham come round as well. And I think I can see a bump on the guts as well. I think I can see the burgundy of Catch W1 and the green of Queen's W1. So I think Queen's W1 have bumped Catch W1.
I think Jack's got some news.
Newnham up for long road.
Yeah, I'm just looking now at first and third W1. Emma have managed to close the gap to about half a boat length now. One whistle, which means it is down to half a boat length. Emma were taking distant corner incredibly tight there. But as first and third come round onto the long reach now, they're going to look to stretch and extend and try and escape Emma here. Emma, who haven't been head of the river at Lent Bump, since 2009. They're looking incredibly close. I'm going to try and follow this one now. Downing behind them. There's a lot of distance between them now as the Emma coaches are really screaming at the fact. First and third, W1 boat now behind them. Christ, W1, there's about a boat length. They're on station, but the one at the top of the division, which is really interesting, is Emma chasing down first and third.
Over to Rob.
Back to you, Rob.
So I just saw coming round the corner Churchill W1 chasing Peterhouse W1. Peterhouse looking like they were really starting to tire and shorten up on the stroke, but then coming around the corner, unfortunately, Churchill really lost it. And I think a member of their crew caught a strong, strong crowd there, which really slowed them down. They had them down to maybe 3/4 of a length, but they've got the rest of the course to try and catch them. So we'll see if they'll get them back. Tate Hall, Trinity Hall at the back of the division, looking like they've got a long row over ahead of them. But of course, no one behind them to bump them. So looking comfortable there.
Back to you, Jack.
Yeah, I'm just trying to chase down this first and third and Emma battle now. First and third are going to make Emma work so hard for this one as they go past the kink in the long reach. Still a bit of gap between the boats. I think Emma, well, first and third aren't going to concede this one easily. Emma are going to need to get overlap and get it quickly because they're approaching the end of the course now. Whew. The one behind them, though, is Christ, who are chasing Downing. After Christ, though, massive gap through to, who can I see in the distance?
Hopefully
there?
Keys coming up behind them.
Yeah, Keys. So it looks like we've had a bump between Claire and Jesus there.
We've had a bump but, yeah, either side, so expecting Keys to row over fairly comfortably.
But yeah, just at the top of this division as they disappear into the distance. I think there might even be overlap with Emma from first and third now. First and third trying to pull over to the far side of the river, trying to escape that. But we've had a stop. It looks as if Emma, W1, have bumped up on first and third W1. They're both pulling over to the side of the river. So massive news at the top of the division here, where Emma, W1, have bumped up on first and third W1.
Rob, is there any news on Newnham down to Peterhouse? We haven't really got any information about the bottom half of the division. Can you let us know if you've seen any bumps going on down there?
So last I saw, Newnham had St Catharines and Queens bumped out ahead of them. No sign of Murray Edwards, I don't think, actually, or Pembroke. So after them, the next crew I saw was Lady Margaret. So Pembroke may have bumped Murray Edwards. I didn't see that. After that, Peterhouse were rowing with Churchill chasing them. Churchill getting close but having a tough time. And I can just see King's W1 rowing back now. So I presume they've been bumped by Girton on the first post reach.
Jack.
Hello, Jack.
So that bump that we were thinking was going to happen earlier on, where Peterhouse was going to get Lady Margaret, hasn't actually happened too soon. Ahead of them, Murray Edwards W1 are about on station with Pembroke W1. But just behind them, it looks like Lady Margaret, there might be half a boat length down to a quarter of the boat length just as they come up past me. Three whistles now, which means a quarter of a boat length between Peterhouse W1 and Lady Margaret W1. Looks like they're number one, their bow is coming up really close now. It's about still a quarter of a boat length as they come around the kink in the long reach here. And looking up ahead of me, Pembroke is still trying really hard to get Murray Edwards W1. And behind them, we've got...
Can I do an interview for Cam FM?
Churchill, who are there. But the really interesting one is we're looking to get overlap now between Peterhouse W1 and Lady Margaret W1. There's continuous whistling. There's overlap now. There is definitely overlap. It just seems to be, when will Lady Margaret concede? They're pulling over to the far side of the river. They're going to make Peterhouse work for this one. They're now angling in for a bump into the middle of the boat. There's going to be carnage here if they don't concede. Yes, they've conceded now. Paul, that could have got very, very messy. Lady Margaret W1 have been bumped by Peterhouse W1.
Hello?
And as Churchill come past me, they look like they're going to row over.
I think we're going to hand over to Rob for an interview.
Yes, that's right. I've got Queen's W1 with me right now. Let's give us a shout, girl. How does it feel to have bumped up? What's it like?
Very tiring, actually. Yeah, really good, though. Woohoo!
What are your plans for tomorrow? Same again?
Yeah, hard stuff. Then before first post next time, maybe?
Yeah. Good to hear. Congratulations, girls.
Thank you very much. Say thanks to them from us in the studio. Jack, any sign of Downing and Christ's W1?
Downing and Christ W1, well, they, as they came past the kink in the long reach and went underneath the railway bridge, they managed to close that gap from, well, they were on station coming out of Ditton Corner. They managed to close it down to about half a boat length. Not entirely sure what's happened there, but we'll get some confirmed results later on. I suspect they both rode over, but they might have had a late bump.
Okie dokie. The only ones that we're not quite sure about are Kings W1 and Girton W1. Rob, do you have any information on that one?
So I think we just had a 1 minute gun go off, so we should be getting going in about 30, 40 seconds. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, Jack, Rob's just said that he's really looking forward to the start of the division. Any boats you think we should be watching particularly during this race?
I think we should be looking at Peterhouse W1, who are either going to bump up really early on Lady Margaret W1 or row over today if Lady Margaret managed to catch Pembroke. Apparently the Peterhouse boat is looking incredibly strong this year. First and third W1 at the top of the division will be looking to get away from Emma. Although Downing W1 sitting at third at the moment, they were very ahead last year, so they'll be looking to get revenge.
And I've just heard the cannon background, so I'm going to pass over to Rob.
Yep, that's right. That was the starting gun that's just gone off. So it will be a matter of seconds before we see the crews coming around the corner. So, of course, hopefully in a few seconds, I'll be seeing Fats W1 rowing around the corner, who, of course, bumped up to headship last year and celebrated by burning a boat. Hopefully there'll be no burning of boats this year. But if someone bumps up to headship, who knows? Very exciting here. The crowds are looking forward to it. And I think I can see the first cyclist just starting to come round the corner now. So chasing fast, of course, are Emma W1, who are hungry for revenge after getting bumped. Then it's Downing, Christ, Claire W1, and Jesus W1, who are particularly keen to bump after they went down several places last year. And I can just see Fat W1 coming into sight now, looking quite tidy. Blades going into the water together very nicely and really sending those finishes on. However, hot behind them are Emma W1, who are really pushing forward as well. They really want this bump up to headship on the first day. It makes a really big difference when I get heads. You've got no boats ahead of you. The water is nice and clear. So Fat will really want to hold on to this. So Fat just coming up to the entrance, the grassy corner now. Cox will be starting to put the rudder on. They're looking pretty sharp, getting those blades in well, and it looks like Emma have just dropped off them slightly, but we'll see much better in a second. All the cyclists are starting to come by me now. It's getting exciting. So, yeah, Emma looking about on station with Fat. Certainly no gain there, and they may have lost about half a length. Behind Emma is Downing W1. Downing W1 is a bit tired. Val really struggling to get their catch in at the moment. It doesn't look like they made any progress on Emma. Then behind Downing, it's Christ. Christ looking pretty sharp, but a little bit slow on the rate, maybe. Really struggling to keep things moving. Maybe taking a little bit of distance out of Downing, but not much. And behind Christ, there is a big, big gap back to Claire, who are being caught rapidly by Jesus. Jesus must be down to within half a length or a quarter of a length, and they'll be going for the bump on grassy. Jesus looking good. Claire looking like they're really starting to slow. I think they'll be above any second now. Next couple of strokes. Jesus needs to stay on this. Couple more strokes, and they've got the bump. Their bow is now overlapping the Claire Cox. And the Claire Cox's hand has gone up. That's a bump. Very exciting. Very exciting bump there. Just coming around grassy. Great stuff.
Jack, how's it looking down by you?
Haven't quite got anyone here yet, but I can hear lots of screaming and shouting and bikes, and the crowds are building opposite the long reach now as they come down through the Plough Reach. It's getting exciting now. This is always the division where you look out for those big bumps. The swans are still in the middle of the river. They're going to want to get out of the way really very soon now.
Let's throw it back to you, Rob.
So there was a bit of carnage on the exit to Grassy there. Jesus really struggling to clear the way for Keys. Keys having to go wide on the exit, but they've just about made it round as Newnham come round as well. And I think I can see a bump on the guts as well. I think I can see the burgundy of Catch W1 and the green of Queen's W1. So I think Queen's W1 have bumped Catch W1.
I think Jack's got some news.
Second Unum up for Long Road.
Yeah, I'm just looking now at first and third W1. Emma have managed to close the gap to about half a boat length now. One whistle, which means it is down to half a boat length. Emma were taking distant corner incredibly tight there. But as first and third come round onto the long reach now, they're going to look to stretch and extend and try and escape Emma here. Emma, who haven't been head of the river at Lent Bump since 2009, they're looking incredibly close. I'm going to try and follow this one now. Downing behind them, there's a lot of distance between them now as the Emma coaches are really screaming at the fact. First and third, W1 boat now behind them, Christ W1, there's about a boat length, they're on station, but the one at the top of the division, which is really interesting, is Emma chasing down first and third.
Over to Rob.
Back to you, Rob.
So I just saw, coming around the corner, Churchill W1 chasing Peterhouse W1. Peterhouse looking like they were really starting to tire and shorten up on the stroke, but then coming around the corner, unfortunately, Churchill really lost it, and I think a member of their crew caught a strong crowd there, which really slowed them down. They had them down to maybe three quarters of a length, but they've got the rest of the course to try and catch them. So we'll see if they'll get them back. Trinity Hall at the back of the division, looking like they've got a long row over ahead of them, but of course no one behind them to bump them. So looking comfortable there.
Back to you, Jack.
Yeah, I'm just trying to chase down this first and third and Emma battle now. First and third are going to make Emma work so hard for this one as they go past the kink in the long reach. Still a bit of gap between the boats. I think Emma, well, first and third aren't going to concede this one easily. Emma are going to need to get overlap and get it quickly because they're approaching the end of the course now. Whew. The one behind them, though, is Christ, who are chasing Downing. After Christ, though, massive gap through to, who can I see in the distance?
Hopefully
there?
Keys coming up behind them.
Yeah, Keys. So it looks like we've had a bump between Claire and Jesus there.
We've had a bump but, yeah, either side, so expecting Keys to row over fairly comfortably.
But yeah, just at the top of this division as they disappear into the distance. I think there might even be overlap with Emma and first and third now. First and third trying to pull over to the far side of the river, trying to escape that. But we've had a stop. It looks as if Emma, W1, have bumped up on first and third W1. They're both pulling over to the side of the river. So massive news at the top of the division here, where Emma, W1, have bumped up on first and third W1.
Rob, is there any news on Newnham down to Peterhouse? We haven't really got any information about the bottom half of the division. Can you let us know if you've seen any bumps going on down there?
So last I saw, Newnham had St Catharines and Queens bumped out ahead of them. No sign of Murray Edwards, I don't think, actually, or Pembroke. So after them, the next crew I saw was Lady Margaret. So Pembroke may have bumped Murray Edwards. I didn't see that. After that, Peterhouse were rowing with Churchill chasing them. Churchill getting close but having a tough time. And I can just see King's W1 rowing back now. So I presume they've been bumped by Girton on the first post reach.
Jack.
Hello, Jack.
So that bump that we were thinking was going to happen earlier on where Peterhouse were going to get Lady Margaret hasn't actually happened too soon. Ahead of them, Murray Edwards W1 are about on station with Pembroke W1. But just behind them, it looks like Lady Margaret, there might be half a boat length down to a quarter of the boat length just as they come up past me. Three whistles now, which means a quarter of a boat length between Peterhouse W1 and Lady Margaret W1. Looks like they're number one, their bow is coming up really close now. It's about still quarter of a boat length as they come around the kink in the long reach here. And looking up ahead of me, Pembroke is still trying really hard to get Murray Edwards W1. Then behind them, we've got...
Can I do an interview for Cam FM?
Churchill, who are there. But the really interesting one is we're looking to get overlap now between Peterhouse W1 and Lady Margaret W1. There's continuous whistling. There's overlap now. There is definitely overlap. It just seems to be when will Lady Margaret concede. They're pulling over to the far side of the river. They're going to make Peterhouse work for this one. They're now angling in for a bump into the middle of the boat. There's going to be carnage here if they don't concede. Yes, they've conceded now. Paul, that could have got very, very messy. Lady Margaret W1 have been bumped by Peterhouse W1.
Hello.
And if Churchill come past me, they look like they're going to row over.
I think we're going to hand over to to Rob for an interview.
Yes, that's right. I've got Queen's W1 with me right now. Let's give us a shout, girl. How does it feel to have bumped up? What's it like?
Very tiring, actually. Yeah, really good, though. Woohoo!
What are your plans for tomorrow? Same again?
Yeah, hard to start. Bent before first post next time, maybe?
Yeah. Good to hear. Congratulations, girls.
Thank you very much. Say thanks to them from us in the studio. Jack, any sign of Downing and Christ's W1?
Downing and Christ W1, well, as they came past the kink in the Long Reach and went underneath the railway bridge, they managed to close that gap from, well, they were on station coming out of Ditton Corner. They managed to close it down to about half a boat length. Not entirely sure what's happened there, but we'll get some confirmed results later on. I suspect they both rode over, but they might have had a late bump.
Lent bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hi, it's Rob down at Chesterton with the official CUCBC results from the W1 division of Lent Bump 2015. So, at the top of the division, Emmanuel W1 bumping first and third W1. Then Christ W1 bumping Downing W1 and Jesus W1 bumping Clare W1. Keys rowing over, St Catherine's W1 had been bumped by Queen's W1. Newnham, Murray Edwards and Pembroke all rowed over. Lady Margaret W1 were bumped by Peterhouse. Churchill rowed over. Girton W1 have bumped King's W1 and Trinity Hall rode over.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.